try and do things that make your employees that are with you not want to leave you. Mm-hmm. And it's like Trent was saying about the customer service. Well, you should also make sure that your employee service is top notch.
This is the Contractor Files Podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid.
All right, welcome to this podcast. I think this is episode, 16.
There you go.
Episode 16. This is Ethan, and you are...
Trent Keith. We are back again.
Yes.
And we forgot our emblem on the wall.
Yeah, I know. We had that in our last couple episodes.
Yeah.
Today we're actually redoing an episode that I went off on a tangent on a little bit too much, so we ended up scratching it. But we're going to talk about the labor shortage issue that construction companies are facing, but also, honestly, the whole world is kind of, the whole United States across all the industries is facing this labor issue.
Yes, definitely.
But luckily, Trent has all of the answers, and yeah, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, what labor shortage are you talking about? All right, so just like Ethan said, remodeling, construction, that type of thing, there's been a labor shortage for a long time with finding people who want to excel and go on in that line of work.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like the last quite a few years, people are transitioning into office type jobs, computer work, that kind of thing. So it's definitely brought a shortage. And I don't know how many years this has been going on, but we've found out from experience with the companies that we've had that the people who like doing construction remodeling type of work have a lot of opportunity because there's definitely open fields there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot you can learn. You can even go on social media and search how to do about everything anymore.
Right.
Any type of remodeling work. You just got to be careful where you do your research to make sure you're learning correctly. But you can learn a lot with the trade just on your phone nowadays.
Yeah,
so it's definitely an open field for people who like to work with their hands and be able to see what you're accomplishing.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the general problem, I think we're probably as low as we've ever been in employees mm-hmm. to do that kind of work, or laborers.
Yes.
To do this type of work.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have as your number one solution to fix this problem on your list right now, Ethan?
Oh, man. Yeah. I think as a business owner, if you're looking for help, I think my first go-to would be, am I offering a competitive pay? And can I offer a little bit more than everybody else? Can I offer some benefits? What can I do to entice people? Obviously, that can draw some workers who are just in it for the money and don't maybe do a good job. But as a business owner, I think that that would be my first go-to is how can I get creative? Do I need to raise my prices a little bit? Because you're competing with a lot of different industries right now. You're competing with warehouse jobs. I mean, at least around here, warehouse jobs that are over $20 an hour. That's entry-level stuff. Whereas before, I would say like 5 years ago, those were probably like $12 to $14 an hour jobs. So things have really gone up. And as a business owner, I think my first thing would be, am I actually paying people what they're worth? Can I raise my prices to meet or exceed what people would expect out of this role that I'm trying to hire?
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously you're not trying to cheat all of your employees out of pay. You're trying to make it as a business. But if you're experiencing a labor shortage, that's the first place I would evaluate is what am I paying people, and what can I possibly change how I'm pricing things to pay people more. Yes. I don't know. What do you got?
Yep. Yeah, I agree with that. I think along with that, I think one of your first priorities would be make sure that you're training employees well, mm-hmm. and work on your customer service. Yeah. Because if your customer service is top-notch, mm-hmm. then you can charge a higher-end wage. Yeah. I mean, a higher-end fee.
Yes.
And you can pay your employees a higher-end wage
right.
on that.
Yeah.
So it's like everything. The better work they do, the more yes. you can charge for it. So I think if you focus on training your employees well, doing a good job on customer service, then you can charge more and pay your employees better wages. It's just like Ethan said, you have to do something to increase your income so you can be yeah. a higher paying job, because there's so right. many opportunities out there for people. I mean, the fast food industry, what they start people at is way higher than it right. was 5 years ago, let alone if you get into factory or any kind of CDL driving, that kind of thing, they've all increased dramatically.
Yes.
So
yes.
definitely I would focus on the type of work you produce so you can charge a higher end amount
right.
and hopefully take care of your employees to keep them around long term.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. And I think like, okay, so like electrical and plumbing trades, like they have to go to school, they have to be certified, or should be, hopefully. and when they come out of school, there's such a demand for those kinds of trades, for those kinds of industries. So you're competing with a lot of different companies that are also wanting electricians, that are also wanting plumbers. And good luck to you. No, I think my other tip I was going to say was try and do things that make your employees that are with you not want to leave you. Mm-hmm. And it's like Trent was saying about the customer service. Well, you should also make sure that your employee service is top notch, because you don't want to lose the people that have been working for you for 10 years or 5 years, or, you know, you've already vetted them. You already know.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they're unhappy about anything in the company, and it's not always pay, it could be something simple, like make it a regular habit to find out what that is. And that way you can hopefully keep those people and hopefully reduce the amount of people you're having to look out there for hiring off the street, because it is a tough market right now.
Yes. I think something that goes along with that is another way to spend money, like most things in business. But I think if you can hire people to fill in the positions that your employees do not like to do or mm-hmm. are not good at, whether it be paperwork, phone calls, mm-hmm. the things that maybe they're not the best at, if you can have someone fill in that gap that maybe makes a little bit less.
Yep.
So you can keep your higher paid employees focused on doing the actual work.
Yes.
That will keep them happier too, because mm-hmm. From our experience, people who have good hands-on skills do not want to deal with phone calls. They don't want to deal right. with the customer. They don't want to deal with odds and ends, paperwork.
Usually,
they just want to work, usually. So if you can eliminate the things that they don't like to do, that would actually benefit you tremendously on giving them incentive to stay.
Yes.
Also.
Yeah. And another thing to do is if you have like incentives of, hey, we'll do some profit sharing on your jobs, or, you know, if you're not sure if you can say, I'll pay you $50 an hour, then maybe you can figure out, hey, I can pay you this, but how about we keep an eye on your jobs and we'll do a monthly bonus, or we'll do, you know, see how your jobs are doing and you'll get a percentage of the profit. Those are all things that smaller businesses and larger businesses can do to kind of help incentivize people to stay. Mm-hmm. Like Trent was saying, I mean, you have employees that don't like doing certain things, so find a way to eliminate those tasks. And I know everybody is a little different, because I know of some foremen that were stressed out if you tried to give them helpers, and then others that were thrilled and thought they were on cloud nine because you gave them an extra helper. So it's find out, have that one-on-one relationship with each employee.
Yes, that's for sure. I know from what we experienced, some employees love the idea of having a work vehicle. Mm-hmm. And it may not even be you provide the fuel, it may be you just provide the vehicle. Others want the vehicle and the fuel taken care of, and that's enough of incentive for them to want to stay. So it is a case-by-case basis, but anything you can do to make their life easier, their expenditures less, yes, getting to and from work, that kind of thing, you definitely want to consider. At the same time, it depends on what kind of driving record they have and all that kind of thing,
yes,
whether you can do those things or not. But consider that too. It may just be giving them a gas card each week or
yes,
whatever. Any little thing to help them will definitely create an atmosphere that they want to stay.
Yes,
for sure.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about this before, but subcontractors are a great way to fill in the gaps. Mm-hmm. If you are really struggling in your business to get a job done, bring in a subcontractor. And, yeah, you know, sometimes you can even say, hey, I will pay you this amount. Like, you don't even have to worry about them bidding it, you know, if you're in a bind.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, hey, I've already bid this job. I can't get to it. I will pay you this amount of money to get this done.
Yes.
And you'll be surprised if there's some out there that are needing some work or just want to do you a favor, that you'd be surprised how well that could turn out if you're in a bind and need help.
Yep.
Don't discredit subcontractors.
Yes.
It's your solution.
Yep. We did even use labor forces over the years also.
Mm-hmm.
And not that that will save you money.
Like,
but,
temporary.
Temporary, yep, labor mm-hmm forces. Not that it saves you money, but at the same time, they do have connections with people who have experience in different areas.
Uh-huh.
So that's a way to add to your labor force if you need it. And depending on what you're doing, obviously, just communicating with businesses in your area that do the same thing.
Yes.
They may have ideas how to find more employees,
yes,
out there.
Right.
Or maybe they won't tell you if they do have ideas.
Yeah.
But it's always worth communicating with other business owners.
Yes. You might even be able to come up with like some sort of school that you guys could do together, or trade school or something, mm-hmm, that you could sponsor people through, or yeah.
Yes.
Another thing that can solve this labor shortage is don't take on so many jobs. And I know no business wants to hear that because they are, mm-hmm, you know, they want more money. They want to make enough money. But if your jobs all by themselves, like the amount of jobs you're doing right now, aren't making money, then adding a few extra jobs onto that list and employees is not going to fix it. So find out how you can make money on just a few jobs first, and then, you know, you can expand that. But if you're to the point where you're making money on your jobs and you can't find help, and there's tons of people you're having to turn down or tell them, you know, hey, we're 6 months out, we're a year out, whatever it is, don't let that stress you out. Like, yes, you need to keep working on hiring people. Yes, you need to keep that flow going, but maybe you can only do that amount of work for now. Like, don't get stressed out that you can't handle the extra jobs. Don't take on those extra jobs and then get in a bind because you don't have the labor to finish them.
Yes.
That's just my opinion. You will stress out your employees if you are,
yes,
constantly trying to take on more than you actually can handle as a company.
Mm-hmm.
If you just try and make what you have work for now until you can actually find people to hire.
Mm-hmm.
That's my advice.
Yeah, definitely. You want to make sure, a lot of times it's easy to think too much work is okay, but not enough is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And actually you get to it, and too much work can be as bad,
yeah,
as not having enough,
yeah,
if you don't have the labor force. So you do have to be very careful of that. And what happens is you start stressing out your employees because you're,
mm-hmm,
pushing them too hard because you got to get on,
yes,
to the next thing. Or you start jumping from one job to another and you never finish anything.
Uh-huh.
And all the above is a problem. So
right.
You definitely want to grow at the pace that you can afford to,
yeah,
and that you can keep up with,
yes,
for sure. And really and truly, like Ethan said, the employees that you've had long term are the ones that you want to focus on, you know, what would help them want to stay, what would give them incentive to want to keep working with you.
Yeah.
There are so many different ways that you can do it. But when you're in the process, a lot of times it's hard to even think about those things because you're too worried about getting the job done and what job's coming up next and keeping the customer happy. But you also have to focus on keeping your employees happy in that process.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, and part of that is having an honest communication with your employees.
Mm-hmm.
They're just assume that they're never going to tell you that they're upset about something until it's to the point where they're ready to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just how people are. They are not going to communicate that this thing is getting on their nerves until they're to the point where I've already lined up another job and I'm done. Have honest communication with those employees. And try to come up with questions that will drag out what they're upset about or if there is anything they're upset about. So just that's something as a business owner or as a manager you need to focus on with your employees that are long-term that you wanna keep. Figure out ways to have conversations with them that is going to be eye-opening for you. So.
Yep. So it comes back to what we talk about a lot, communication.
Yeah,
right?
We do say that a lot.
Communicate with your employees. Because if you can't keep the ones you have happy, you're not going to get any others. And if you do, they're not going to stay very long.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and they might have family or friends that are looking for jobs.
Yeah.
And if they like where they work, they'll say, hey, why don't you go ahead and apply here? Or they don't, they're going to say, yeah, you're not going to want to mess with applying here. So that's very important.
Yep, that's right.
I think the other thing that that I was going to mention, that I've seen, I saw an article on Forbes and I did some Googling and there's plenty of other construction companies doing the same, but basically larger companies are looking at fixing the labor shortage with robots, and which is understandable. I mean, we have some big advancements that have happened with both robotics and with the artificial intelligence to be able to handle problems and analyze things much faster and much more accurately. So, I mean, that's another thing. Obviously, smaller companies are not going to be able to spend a bunch of money in research and development. But keep your eyes posted because there's going to be breakthroughs. And, I mean, there already is. I saw robots that can paint, robots that can do drywall stuff, robots that can help lift, robots that can mow your yard if you're in landscaping. So, I mean, it's just a matter of time before there's a robot that can help you and your company. Mm-hmm. And it might come with a hefty price tag at first, but that is a viable solution. Unfortunately, I think people will start getting replaced by those.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And so that's something to think about.
Yep, definitely.
Keep your eye on.
And if you're an employee that wants to keep their job, make sure you're better than a robot.
Yeah, right? For real. Oh, I think, and this, I'll try not to go off on my tangent, but we have a lot of people that don't love work. And I think that is part of the problem is they're looking around for something that is easy to do and that they can play a game on their phone while they do it. And unfortunately, it happens way too often. And if we have people who actually love to work, who find joy and reward in hard work and sweat, and it's enjoyable to them to put in a hard day's labor, that changes the labor shortage issue, I think. And I think that we won't see that. I don't think we'll see it for a while. And so until then, until you have employees that really want to work hard, you're probably going to start seeing robots replacing people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can go into a lot of, I use fast food restaurants as an example, but you can go into a lot of them anymore, and there may be one person at the counter where you could walk up and order, and there may be three or four iPads where you can order your food on those, and the person at the counter is standing with their back to the counter looking back at the kitchen because they don't really want to help anybody. Hopefully they realize that if they don't want to be good at customer service, there's not going to be anybody standing at that counter eventually. It's going to be all iPads or robots doing that. So if you definitely cherish your job, you want to make sure that you put forth effort because they are coming up with all types of alternative options anymore.
Well, you're going to think about it. Like, let's just say McDonald's, for instance. If you have employees that are demanding they get paid more because they're wanting to live off of a McDonald's wage, McDonald's is going to be thinking, hey, the technology is pretty much there. We could build robots that make the hamburgers, make the fries, and serve it to the customers. Where you get in the point where that cost for putting in all those robots, it starts to look pretty good compared to the complaints and then the wages you have to deal with on all of the employees. So if you want to brace yourself against the coming technology advancements that are coming, they're going to happen, then you, like Trent said, work hard and become more valuable than a robot. And that only happens if you work hard. If you're not going to work hard, unfortunately, you could get replaced.
Yep, that's for sure. So we won't go off on a tangent on all that. There's a lot we can go into with that kind of thing. But definitely for employers, work on the things that would benefit your employees to keep them, for sure. Because we're getting fewer and fewer people out there who want to do hands-on type work. So if you find good ones, you definitely want to pursue a way to keep them happy as long as possible. It's pretty simple, I guess, but I think that's just where we're at as a society right now.
Just keep working on finding those employees. If you're really in need, just keep going at it. I heard one person say, and I might have mentioned this in another podcast, I can't remember, but to treat hiring employees just like you do acquiring customers, just like you have to market and you have to continually get new customers. You need to also think about that on your employee side. You need to continually be looking for new employees. I know, and it wasn't even that bad. It was not great, but it wasn't even that bad when you had your business. And I remember we got to the point where we just said, you know what, we're always hiring the right candidate. So we, instead of just posting, you know, hey, we're now hiring, it was basically, hey, we're always hiring. Because you get to the point where you could always use help. And that's where you're probably at right now.
That's right. But you don't need as much help with your estimating now.
That's right.
Because we come up with an estimating app that you can sign up for that saves a tremendous amount of time.
Yes.
You want to tell them how they can find out about that?
Yeah, so you can go to myestimatingapp.com. And right now we are still working on the first, internally we're working on testing and working out some bugs, but it should be ready definitely before the end of March. So keep your eyes open. You can go to myestimatingapp.com and sign up for our email. And you can also, you can also reach out for, to us at thecontractorfiles.com, and we'll also keep you posted there.
Yep, because it will be out before long. And by the time you see this, it may be out.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Actually, I think we're behind, so this is going to be released on March 3rd.
There you go.
Probably not. I don't think over the weekend I'm going to get it done.
Oh, probably. Okay. At least we tried.
We need help. We were looking for those laborers.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm Trent Keith.
Yep, I'm Ethan. You have a good rest of your week.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcasts, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.